this is Jolly Green 1-8. If you read, the survivor on the ground reads, work your beeper this time.
I've got to inside now, ground.
Roger, this is Jolly Green 1-8, survivor. Turn your beeper off.
I see smoke about 8 o'clock.
Okay, I'm not down that low.
These are the sounds of a rescue. Not any rescue, but the rescue of a downed pilot and his crew in the enemy-infested jungles of North Vietnam. The voices you hear are those of a team comprised of pilots, crewmen, and communication personnel. And, of course, when conditions permit, the voices of the survivors, the people whose lives are the objects of this entire rescue operation.
We got it.
Okay, Jolly, I've got some smoke over here off of our left wing. Roger, understand, red flash is off my left wing.
No.
This is Crown, and it's off of our left wing.
Okay, Crown, now this red flash, you're in here at 10 o'clock now. We've dropped down low in the 210 area.
Okay, let's don't have a mid-air collision.
Red flash, Jolly Green, 1-8, are you over the survivor now?
Yet you might ask, who are these people? Who is Crown? Who is Sandy? Who is Jolly Green? Well, to begin with, Crown is the overseer, so to speak, the aerial observer circling high above the rescue area. This is the element of the team that calls the shots, the element that has a bird's eye view of the entire rescue area. Crown watches and listens for the clues, a parachute, a trail of smoke, possibly even a sighting of the downed aircraft or the steady, pulsing beep of the pilot's homing signal. Any bit of evidence that might aid Crown in directing the rescue planes and choppers to the downed pilot and crewmen. And there's Sandy, the A1E Sky Raider that scours the area, searching for any telltale sign of the enemy, the ever-lingering threat to the men on the ground. Sandy's job is to wipe out that enemy, leaving the air rescue area as clear as possible for the rescue choppers and, of course, protecting the survivors. Then there's Jolly Green, the big twin Rota H-3C helicopter that hovers over the dense jungle treetops. Jolly Green is the team member that makes the pickup, the aircraft that zeroes in on the survivor's location and then hoists the survivor from the grips of the enemy. This is a team. Here's how they work.
Crown, if you read, turn your beeper off for a few minutes.
Okay, beeping off now.
Okay, thank you. And we're still circling right over you, right? Okay, Commander, this is Jolly Green, 1-8 on guard. If you read, set off your flare, Give us some indication of where you are, over.
Okay, I'll set off the flare right now. Stand by.
Okay, Roger, set off the flare this time.
Roger, here goes the flare.
I don't see him. I don't see the jolly.
I got the jolly. Right over there under that FA.
That's the wrong way.
Well, he said 3 o'clock position. He was heading that way, sir. He's about right.
Oh, I thought he said 10 o'clock.
No, he said 3 o'clock for the jolly.
Well, okay,
3-5.
Jolly Green, the damn flare didn't work.
Roger, I see a shoot, I believe. Are we coming right over you now at this time?
Well, I walked with my back to the sun away from that chute because there were three little guys on the ground looking for me. So if you will go to the chute and then proceed away from the sun, I'm that way several hundred yards, I hope.
Okay, this is Jolly Green 1-8. Everybody get off guard channel. Get off guard channel.
Ain't nobody on it, buddy, but you.
Okay, there's a chute down there. Survivor on the ground, where are we now?
I'm at about your 5 o'clock, I believe. Now I believe you're coming toward me.
Ringer 535, over.
Now you're right over, Jolly Green, you're right over.
Roger.
One man found, but the search is far from over. In fact, only one-third over. There's still two men down in that jungle who must be found. In this particular rescue operation, finding the first of the survivors proved relatively easy, but such isn't always the case.
Okay, survivor, talk to us. Where are you? Okay, survivor, this is Charlie Green. Okay, I know you're trying to transmit on the ground. Just maintain some composure now. I can't hear you. Okay, survivor, stand by one. Now listen, if you want me to go right, work your beeper twice.
Hey, don't go away, hurry
up. Roger, work your turn.
Charlie Green, Charlie Green, this is survivor number two. Do you read, over?
Now the problems begin. No radio contact with the man on the ground, a factor which proves extremely vital in pinpointing the survivor's location. But the team works on with just one goal in mind, get the survivor. And these men have the patience and determination needed to do just that. They never give up.
Survivor on the ground, this is Count. Go ahead.
Survivor number two called us.
Okay.
I heard him.
Johnny Green, survivor number two. Johnny Green, survivor number two. You ready to work me, over?
Not yet. Stand by, survivor two.
Roger.
Standing by. Where's the survivor two? Okay, this is Johnny Green, 1-8-4. Number two, survivor. Give us some directions, over.
I don't think that's it. He's right in the same place.
Well, he was right about over that chute that I spotted, sir. Why don't you call survivor two, sir? He might read you.
Survivor two, this is Crown One. Do you have me in sight?
Negative. I'll fire a flare down in the trees where it'd be difficult to see. Here comes a flare now.
Can you see a flare?
I got it, please. Okay.
Jolly Green, I think we're going to have to home in on this guy.
Roger, Jolly Green, 1-5. 1-8.
Survivor number two, give me about 2 minutes of beeper and then come back up on voice.
Yeah, Roger, beeper 2 minutes.
Okay, I'm coming. Did you have any sight?
Bothering him.
I wish we could get him to cut that beeper off.
Turn your beeper off.
He can't hear.
We're trying to pick up a man. We picked up one survivor. We're trying to get the other one. That's Charlie. We have good contact. We're directly over him. We just can't find him in the trees here. We can hear him, but he's just too busy right now. Roger. We have good voice contact with the second man. We just can't pinpoint him yet. And also, the second man fired a flare at this time. We had a flare inside, so Jolly Green is just almost over him also.
Roger. Let us know when you pick him up.
Roger.
Okay, this is Jolly Green, 1-8 on guard. Tell us where you are, survivor number two. Where are you from us?
9 o'clock. I'm north. North of you. You appear to be hovering to the south of me. There is another survivor in that area. You might look for him.
Roger, understand. To the north. Roger, we're going up to the north. Survivor, if you can hear me or talk to me on guard, talk to me on your beeper. Negative, turn
off. He's off the hill at 9 o'clock.
There's a smoke.
Where?
Just no flare.
Yeah, I saw it.
I don't have holding capabilities. Talk to me. Tell me where you are.
He's in 3 o'clock position. 3 o'clock position.
Jolly, he's in your 9 o'clock position. 9 o'clock. And don't ask him to go to the beeper because he can't hear you when he's on the beeper.
That's Jolly Green. Survivor number two. I can hear. You will have to move north.
Tell Jolly Green to turn left, sir. Go right over top of him.
Go to your left, Jolly Green. This is Crown. I'm right over you. I saw where he was. His smoke was.
Quite a bit left, Kelly.
It's about, maybe
200 feet.
Okay, Survivor, if you have another flare, set it off at this time.
All right, your last flare going.
Last flare being lit off, Roger.
Jolly Green, number 2, did you get that flare?
I got it. Tell us. 9 o'clock, this is.
9 o'clock, Jolly Green, for about 200 feet.
Roger, understand, Jolly Green, 9 o'clock.
He's right between you and I.
Right between us. Okay, I got a good fix for him.
Okay, you're pointing just about at him at this time.
Jolly, this is number 2, I'm down pretty deep in these trees. You're getting closer, but I can't see you.
Still got further to go.
You got quite a way to go, Jolly. This is Crown. You can pull it up and go about another 200 feet.
Over this big, tall, yellow tree that's standing up.
You won't be able to see that from inside, Miles. He's hovering. Christ, going to go.
You have to keep coming, Jolly. I can hear you, but you're not up here yet.
Roger, understand. Keep coming that way, right?
Roger. There must be a ridge there. You might have to top the next ridge.
You on top of the next ridge?
No, I'm in a valley, but I cannot see you. I can hear you, so you must be one ridge beyond me. Keep moving.
Where are you right now in relation to the Crown aircraft, Survivor number 2? See, 130.
Survivor number 2, I cannot see any aircraft. I'm way down in the trees.
Roger, understand.
Keep coming.
You let your last flare off?
I do not have a flare.
Jolly, this is Crown. Can you read me?
Affirmative, go.
Go, you're going to have to move out. It's a good 150, 200 feet further.
Green's going to have to go to the right now.
And you're going to have to take it a little to your right.
Roger, it's 150 feet to my right. Is that affirmative?
Yeah, maybe leave a little bit further.
Yes. Roger, okay.
Yes. Okay, roll out, not too much.
Now you're getting closer, Jolly Green. I still can't see you.
Roger.
Right by that dead tree is where he is, a little bit to the far left.
You'll have to get straight over me to see me. You see my parachute? I'm about 50 feet from it.
Okay, which direction from your parachute?
Well, I'm not sure.
Jolly Green, take it to the left. Take it to the left. So you're 9 o'clock position.
Green, go on, go ahead.
Okay. Right near the ridge down in there, sir. Right in that little valley.
I can still hear you, Jolly, but I cannot see you.
Okay, stand by.
Jolly, you appear to be a little to the east of me.
Roger, understand. We're coming west.
Roger, stop right there. And come 90 degrees to your left. 90 degrees to your left.
Roger, 90 degrees left.
Now you're coming. I can see you. You ought to be able to see my parachute below you now. And I'm about 50 yards off further from it.
Okay, we're coming right towards your left, right?
Roger, he's coming. You're coming right over me. Just keep that in.
Okay, Roger. Don't forget to bring the radio up with you.
100 yards. About 100 yards.
Right there.
About 50 yards. 25 yards. Right there. You'll have to back up a little.
Got a green 5-5 compress.
Okay, I think your post operator has me in sight. I'll go off the air.
Roger, go off the air.
Beautiful.
No, it's not always easy to locate a survivor. It takes real teamwork, and there's no doubt that these men are a team, but the job's not over yet. Now the team must determine if there actually is a third survivor and locate at least the general area where he went down.
Charlie Green, 18, Sandy, 05, orbiting just over here. How you doing?
Okay, this I'm on guard. We got two people picked up. I think we gotta get one more.
Roger, try to confirm with your first one as there is a third one.
I think there's only two there, Sandy.
Sandy 5 here, I say 6. Ask your first pickup to confirm whether there's three people or not.
Roger, step by.
And 1-8, where is your second job? I don't have to spot it.
Jolly Green 1-5, break. This is 1-8. There's another man on the ground, and he said he's a half a mile to my right. Could you get a beeper on him?
All right, we'll give it a try. Commando 01, if you read, come up on your beeper. Commando 01, if you read, come up on your beeper. Commando guard. If you read, come up on your beeper.
Have you picked the second man up yet?
They've got the second man. And we're electronically trying to call the third one. There is a third man, but then over there.
Commando 01, our survivor on the ground, if you read as Sandy 05 on guard, come up on your beeper.
And once again, that ever-important radio contact with the man on the ground comes into play. Without voice contact, the homing signal, or flares, the man on the ground becomes the proverbial needle in a haystack. But that doesn't stop this rescue team.
The man that we haven't found yet was the crew chief who was in the back of the aircraft.
Roger, understand now. Third man, there was a third man, but they allowed.
That's Charlie. He was the crew chief.
The crew chief's around that village somewhere, right off your right wing now.
Roger, do they know where their aircraft went in? I think we better start from that point if he has no smoke and no beeper.
Now the team is drawn even closer together. Every clue, every bit of evidence must be considered. The whole search becomes one big puzzle, a puzzle which can only be pieced together by complete teamwork. And the team's success hinges on the cooperation and determination of each and every man that's a part of the operation.
Roger, we have found the... Roger, they know where the crash is. The ground says it looks like they found an airplane over where we are. Seems to be a little smoke coming out of the area, I think.
Roger, I'm making a circle. I've got what appears to be a pilot chute, maybe a flare chute in the tree.
Fire, Charlie Greenway. Okay.
The two rescue pilots recommend you find the two down chutes, then go on a line back from there about a half a mile and should hit them.
Roger, understand. Sandy 6 has something spotted he's checking out right now. Charlie Greenway, Sandy 05.
Go ahead.
Okay, could you reposition yourself over the one of the two chutes we can clearly fix up and orbit that point so we can have a little more reference, please?
Roger, we'll try to do that.
Also, 1-8, this is 05. Would you ask the pilot if either of the other two men actually saw a chute open from the crew chief?
Yeah, it was hard to see.
Sure is.
The pieces are all there, but the puzzle still needs something to put it together. But don't underestimate this team. They've still got a trick up their sleeve. An ace in the hole, so to speak. And that ace turns out to be PJ, the parajumper. This is the man who really sticks his neck out. He bails out of a Jolly Green and parachutes down through the jungle cover to make a physical search for the survivor.
05, this is 1-8. We've dropped the PJ. And we'll let him on the ground for approximately 10 minutes. We're going in to pick him up.
What? Roger, he didn't give you anything. Has he got a radio with us?
Affirmative.
Roger, okay. He didn't give you any indication of anything when he was down, did he?
Nothing at the time.
But the jungle proves to be too thick. Even PJ can't find Survivor 3. But now it's not only the people on the ground that are having their problems. However, they've got one thing going for them. They've got the dense jungle for cover. Not so with Sandy and the Jolly Greens.
Okay, we got a good hoist too, so we'll be back in to get you in about 5 minutes. You just look around. We'll be back.
Roger, sir. No problem. I can't locate it.
Is it too thick?
Same.
Okay, we'll come down and get you. The foliage is too thick. Say again. Roger, we have insight. Okay, go off your radio.
Roger, sir. You're orbiting.
Roger, we have you. We have you. Go off your radio. Okay, Sandy, this is Johnny Green, 1-8 on ground. We just took a bunch of hits. Hose the area down, right over that canopy.
We got a hydraulic hoist back there. Roger,
Sandy's been figured.
Who's got
he's got a photo of him with the crew chief.
Sandy's getting hit like hell. Jolly
Green was. I understand it was a crew chief that was
Jolly,
picked up for his
warning. Sandy's coming
the
in.
The one that bailed out first.
Roger. Okay, Sandy, this is Jolly Green. We're having trouble with our aircraft. We got a bad hydraulic leak. We got a good hit, and I don't know if we can get out of the area. Okay, get the other Jolly Green down here. He's up high.
Jolly Green.
Queen, Crown 1. Lock clear.
Crown 1, Queen, you're better.
Okay, how about the sales bridge here? 318, he's got trouble, he's going.
Jolly Green, this is Covey 3-1, if you come south on.
Roger, Jolly Green 18's got trouble, going down.
Roger, he's trying to get to an open place. He's trying
Roger, Sandy 7 and 8, come on down in the area. Sandy 7 and 8, come on down. 6, hose that area down, right over Jolly Green 18 now. There's an open field to your right, Jolly Green 18. If you want to put it in over there, or you go straight ahead to another one, but there are, most of these open areas have houses.
Okay, we're maintaining power, but everything is real bad. We're going to try to get a little further south. Both the engines are working. Where's the closest safe airfield I can go to?
Roger, ground said there was one 20 miles south here where you can see before. Ground, give us the coordinates of that place 20 miles south for us.
Follow the river south. Follow the river south.
Ground, this is Sandy 05. I'd like to advise King, I might imagine you have. Tell we did get some ground fire. And that Jelly Green 18 has a hydraulic leak and is going south. I'm not quite sure whether you can hit or not.
In case you might be wondering at this point what happened to that third survivor, well, he was rescued. But what better way to hear about that survivor's experience than from the downed flyer himself?
I moved away from the chute about 50 yards and collected my equipment and got ready to spend the time on the ground as comfortably as possible. Just about that time, I heard voices. Initially, they seemed to be the voices of women, since they were relatively high-pitched. This, of course, caused me immediate concern because I had no knowledge as to whether or not they would be friendly or otherwise. I proceeded as quietly as possible to put further distance between myself and the parachute. Very shortly thereafter, three men came thrashing out of the jungle toward the parachute. I hesitated to shoot since I still wasn't sure whether or not they were friendlies. What I found out later was that I had landed right in the middle of a North Vietnamese battalion area, and these were obviously North Vietnamese.
And then hovering just over the treetops was a Jolly Green.
It wasn't long thereafter that I found myself inside and very happy. I am grateful that I came through those experiences without a scratch.
And that's the voice of a grateful survivor, grateful for that rescue team in the skies over North Vietnam, who, even if their lives depended on it, wouldn't possibly ever give up. This is Air Force Sergeant Herb Manchester, Armed Forces Radio, Vietnam.